Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years. Yeah,
you are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. During a meeting with Ukraine's president today at the White House, President Trump did not make a decision on whether to provide Ukraine with long-range Tomahawk missiles in its battle against Russia. It follows a call yesterday with Russia's President Vladimir Putin that ended with President Trump scheduling another summit, this time in Hungary. President Trump says he thinks Putin wants to make a deal. Former defense analyst and ABC News contributor Mick Mulroy.
So it could have a considerable impact on Ukraine's ability to turn the tides of this war, and that's the only thing that I think President Putin would pay attention to.
The Trump administration has asked the Supreme Court to issue an emergency stay on a lower court decision blocking President Trump's deployment of National Guard troops in Chicago. It comes after protests today at the Broadview ICE facility outside Chicago. The government shutdown will drag into another week. The Senate returns Monday to vote on another stopgap measure. This is ABC News. In Bucks County, Pennsylvania, school district and county health officials say an 18-year-old high school student has died after contracting bacterial meningitis. Officials say Ryan Duffy was a senior in high school and became sick last week. Dr. Delana Wardlow is a family medicine physician, and she says bacterial meningitis is very contagious.
It can be spread through respiratory droplets. It can be spread through coughing. It can be spread through sneezing and close contact.
Symptoms include severe headaches, fever, and sensitivity to light. The FDA has expanded a recall for ground cinnamon products. 16 brands now being recalled after testing found elevated levels of lead in some ground cinnamon. The FDA says this kind of exposure can be especially dangerous for young children and pregnant women, affecting brain development and behavior over time. No illnesses have been reported. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good evening. It is mostly cloudy and 74 degrees in Richland Center. Look for scattered showers tonight. Maybe some rumbles of thunder. Low 57. Partly sunny and mild tomorrow with a high of 73. And showers likely tomorrow evening with a low of 46. And once again, currently in Richland Center, it's mostly cloudy. The winds are out of the north-northeast at 4 miles per hour. And our temperature, 74 degrees.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Commercial, residential plowing, skid steer, mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, egress windows, landscaping, and land clearing. Advanced Contracting Solutions' comprehensive array of landscaping and groundscaping services makes it a one-stop shop. They manage all property for any lawn care needs. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions' goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center. Call them at 608-475-3973.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. It's been 2 years since the Universities of Wisconsin closed the Richland campus. Now news comes today that operations will cease at the UW-Platteville Baraboo Sauk County campus as of May 22, 2026. An email sent to UW-Platteville community members by Chancellor Tammy Ivetovich stated, quote, this will not impact in-person degree instructional programs at the main Platteville campus. Our top priority is supporting students, faculty, and staff through this change, as we have created a dedicated transition team to assist them through this process, end quote. According to Channel 3000, UW-Platteville is set to help students transition seamlessly to its main campus. The university will develop individualized plans for staff and faculty. The Baraboosaw County campus opened in 1968. Enrollment is currently 178, with class sizes averaging 14. Following the closure, the campus will be returned to Sauk County. According to Iowa County Sheriff Michael Peterson, technology and teamwork save lives. Wednesday night around 7:15, the Iowa County Communications Center received a 911 call from a 22-year-old hunter in the woods near Mill Road in Ridgeway Township who had suffered a serious injury with uncontrolled bleeding. Thanks to the dispatch team and the life-saving technology in the 911 center, responders were able to locate and reach the injured hunter quickly, even in a remote wooded area with no clear landmarks. One of the tools that made this possible is a program called What Three Words. This innovative system divides the world into small 10-foot squares, each identified by a unique combination of three words. When a 911 call comes in, the dispatch center automatically receives the caller's What Three Words location, allowing dispatchers to pinpoint their exact position and direct help right to them, even when GPS or landmarks aren't reliable. Because of this technology and the skilled coaching from dispatchers, first responders were able to find and rescue the hunter quickly. Responding agencies included Ridgeway Fire, Ridgeway First Response, Barneveld EMS, Barneveld Fire, Iowa County Sheriff's Deputies, and Fitchrona EMS, who provided a paramedic intercept when MedFlight was grounded due to weather. While the 911 system automatically generates What Three Words locations, the Iowa County Sheriff's Department still encourages everyone, especially hunters, hikers, and outdoor enthusiasts, to download the What Three Words app. Having it on your phone can provide an extra layer of safety and may help if, for any reason, the automatic connection doesn't work during an emergency. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is highlighting how the federal government shutdown is impacting Wisconsin workers. DWD Secretary Amy Pekacek says DWD isn't able to release monthly job data, which helps organizations make crucial fiscal decisions. Pekacek says there's about 8,000 federal workers in Wisconsin, and they could also be impacted if the Trump administration decides not to give them any back pay. Finally, Pekacek says certain migrant work visas aren't being processed, which will impact the ag industry if the shutdown lasts too long. Thursday marked the 16th day of the federal government shutdown. Attorney General Josh Call secured a preliminary injunction continuing the temporary block of the U.S. Department of Agriculture from acting on its demand that states turn over personal and sensitive information about millions of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program recipients. SNAP, known as Food Share in Wisconsin, is a federally funded state-administered program that provides billions of dollars in food assistance to tens of millions of low-income families across the country. SNAP applicants provide their private information in connection with using the program. USDA has threatened to withhold administrative funding for the program if states fail to comply with its unprecedented demand for data, effectively forcing states to choose between protecting their residents' privacy and providing critical nutrition assistance to those in need. Any delay in funding could be catastrophic for Wisconsin and its residents who rely on SNAP to purchase food. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is accused of keeping the public in the dark over accusations of sexual misconduct or grooming by educators. A year-long investigation by the Cap Times of Madison found DPI investigated more than 200 educators from 2018 to 2023 on accusations of sexual misconduct or grooming behaviors towards students. The paper used DPI's own internal records and discovered that at least 44% of 461 teaching license investigations during that period involved such allegations, and that 227 educators investigated for various types of misconduct either voluntarily surrendered their license or had it revoked. The Wisconsin State Assembly passed a number of proposed bills covering a wide variety of topics on Tuesday. Among those bills is a measure that would limit the ability of judges to pursue charges against a law enforcement officer involved in someone's death if a district attorney has declined to pursue charges. Other bills passed Tuesday include one that would make it a felony for people to impersonate law enforcement officers, firefighters, or emergency medical providers, and a measure to increase criminal penalties related to human trafficking. As the climate shifts, so does the science behind growing cranberries. Staff at the Wisconsin Cranberry Research Station are working to ensure the future of the state's signature fruit by studying how cranberries can tolerate extreme temperatures and finding ways to extend the harvest season to reduce labor and equipment demands. Melissa Kay reports.
The inability to change in a changing environment is the textbook definition of extinction.
That's Grant Hawley, the executive director of the nonprofit Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association. He said Wisconsin growers know what to do when change happens slowly.
When you're looking at fast changes, you need to know the whys, and that's where our researchers come into play.
They're able to look at changes happening at a molecular level and see how the cranberries are being affected and also the symbiotic relationship the plants have with other organisms in the ground.
They're seeing how that bacteria inside of the soil is helping with nitrogen uptake. They're making sure that the fungus in the ground is helping us with water uptake.
Gabby Myers is the Research and Education Manager for the Wisconsin Cranberry Research and Education Foundation. She coordinates efforts from researchers across the state.
They're trying to create better cranberries, so maybe they're sweeter, firmer. So all different sorts of traits that they're trying to breed for, we provide a space for them to have those plots established.
Hybrid cranberry varieties are helping farmers diversify their marshes, producing more fruit on less land, and spreading out the harvest season.
They're trying to be able to make it to where harvest doesn't all happen in the same 2 weeks, because that's where you need extra equipment, you need extra people. It's just a terrible time if you have to do that.
Harvest season now starts as early as September and can run through October or later, depending on the year.
Now a singular family can actually start handling a medium to small size farm.
I'm Melissa Cave.
Community Players production of Pride and Prejudice will take the stage tonight at the Richland Center City Auditorium. The production features 21 performers in period costumes, including the venerable Jean Burkett as Lady Catherine Borg. The play is a retelling of Jane Austen's most popular and well-known book, which follows the fortunes of the Bennett family, where there are five daughters to marry off with limited dowries. The story's focus is the stormy relationship between their second daughter, Elizabeth, and the rich but snobbish Mr. Fitzwilliam Darcy. The curtain will rise tonight and tomorrow night at 7 and Sunday at 2 in the Richland Center City Auditorium. Admission is $15 for adults and $10 for children under 18. Tickets are only available at the door. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources celebrates the start of the 2025 elk hunting season tomorrow. This is Wisconsin's eighth elk hunting season since the reintroduction of elk in the state, and the first year with antlerless harvest opportunities. The 13 hunters participating in the state-administered hunt were randomly selected from a pool of more than 26,000 applicants. There were 17,737 applications to hunt in the Clam Lake Elk Range and 8,452 applications for the Black River Elk Range for this season. An eight-bull quota is established for the Clam Lake Elk Range, with four licenses being awarded to state hunters. Per treaty rights, the Ojibwa tribes have declared four bulls of the eight-bull harvest quota. In the Black River Elk Range, five antlerless and four bull licenses were issued to state hunters, up from a four-bull quota in 2024. The DNR also reminds hunters and the general public that the 2025 pheasant season opens at 9 tomorrow morning and runs through Sunday, January 4th. The opening weekend has a daily bag limit of one rooster per day. Starting Monday, the daily bag limit increases to two roosters per day. This limit remains in place for the remainder of the season. Hunters may harvest a rooster or hen when hunting in designated rooster and hen hunting areas. For more information, including complete pheasant hunting regulations, shooting hours, and helpful tips, visit the DNR's pheasant hunting webpage.
Just out Richland Center sits Chicken Ridge Farm, the pumpkin patch full of fall fun for the whole clan. Young'uns can bounce, slide, maze, climb,
and splash at the Bubble Barn. This year, that U-Pick patch is looking prettier than ever. Folks bring wagons, good old shoes to haul their own pumpkins. Or grab one atop the hill. The Snack Shack's wide open with vittles and drinks. Open Saturdays from 10 to 6 and Sundays from 10 to 4, now through October 26. Follow them signs clear down Chicken Ridge Road to the dead end at 18798 Chicken Ridge Road. That's Chicken Ridge Farms, where fall memories get made.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Barnett, 97 of Richland Center, died October 8th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to Schmidt Woodland Hills or St. Mary's Catholic Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Mary Barnett, 97 of Richland Center. Larry L. Kohlmeyer, 85 of Avoca, died October 8th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 3 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Avoca Fire and Rescue. Larry L. Kohlmeyer, 85, of Avoca. Susan May Krieger, 76, of Richland Center, died September 29th. A memorial service will be held Sunday at 1 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Arlington. Friends may call at the church Sunday from noon until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Susan May Krieger, 76, of Richland Center. Hans Carl Hansen, 82, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 10 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with military rites to follow the funeral. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 9 until the time of service at 10. The family suggests memorials be directed to OMHS, Five Points Lutheran Church, Schmidt Woodland Hills, or the Richland Center Fire Department. Hans Carl Hansen, 82, of Richland Center. Edwin Eugene Gene Slaney, 89, of Richland Center, died Monday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Saturday, October 25th at 11 o'clock at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to follow in St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery, Melanthin Creek. Friends may call at the church Saturday, October 25th, from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Edwin Eugene Gene Slaney, 89, of Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it certainly was a balmy day as expected around here, with temperatures topping out a good 20 degrees above normal. Meanwhile, there were a few spotty showers developing in a line from northeast Iowa up toward the La Crosse area as of late afternoon. This is forming just ahead of a cool front that'll slide across our region tonight, so a good idea to take the umbrellas or the raincoats if you're heading out through some football games or some other activities. Looks like this precipitation will move away before daybreak Saturday. Should leave the way to a pretty nice day again Saturday, with readings well above normal and some peaks of sun. Another round of rain, though, likely Saturday night as an upper-level disturbance comes by. Could squeeze out at least a couple tenths of an inch. This disturbance will help a low-pressure system intensify off to our east over lower Michigan. That'll bring in some gusty winds on Sunday and colder air. By Monday afternoon, the next system swings in from the northwest, could bring us a couple of showers, which may linger into Tuesday. Your forecast now for tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers likely, especially up through about midnight. Maybe some rumbles of thunder. Low temperature about 57 with southwest winds between 5 and 10. Tomorrow, partly sunny and mild with a high at 73. 3, west wind up to 10. Saturday night, showers likely, low at 46 degrees. Sunday should be quite breezy and chilly, partial clearing in the afternoon with a high at 59, northwest wind 15 to 25 miles an hour. As we look ahead to Monday, mostly cloudy and breezy, 40% chance of a couple of showers by later afternoon, especially the northern half of the listening area. Monday's low 37, high of 64. Tuesday, blustery and cool, spotty light rain or sprinkles, low 40, high 51. Some sunshine Wednesday, low 33, high 56. And Thursday, partly sunny, high in the upper 50s. Have a great evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly cloudy and 74 degrees after a high today of 77 and a morning low of 56. Yesterday's high was 64 and we received 5/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1947 is 89 degrees with a record low of 16 that was set back in 1952. Last year's high was 66 with a low of 24. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:16. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:19. Winds are out of the west at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.55 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 74 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. The trees are rapidly changing colors, but there is a pleasant feel in the air. The colors are changing, and autumn is upon us. I really like this time of year, not too hot and not too cold, and beautiful. God has created the world and everything in it for our enjoyment, and He has created us to glorify Him. But unfortunately, sometimes we allow ourselves to be too busy and preoccupied with our own little worlds to see the beauty of everything that God has made. Sometimes we don't take the time to see the beauty that God has made in the people around us. So take the time to shut off the television, the computer, and the smartphone, and even the radio after you're done listening to this Life Tracks. Take a walk or drive with your loved ones around the area, grab your Bible and some Christian music to listen to, and enjoy what God has made. Genesis tells us that Adam and Eve used to walk in the garden with God in the cool of the evening. Wouldn't that be awesome? I think it's time for us to take a walk with Him again.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's area football schedule.
Games tonight in southwest Wisconsin, Darlington at Belleville, Benton Scales Mount Scholesburg at southwestern East Dubuque, Fenimore at Mineral Point, Reedsburg at Toma, Aquinas at Viroqua, GET at Westby. In the Six Rivers, Boscobel at Waseca Steuben Seneca, Potosi Cassville at Blackhawk Warren, and Riverdale visits Iowa Grant. Here's Coach Jeff Johnson of Riverdale.
Tremendous passing attack. They got one of the top quarterbacks in the state, one of the top receivers in the state. And they're chucking the ball around probably as much as anybody else that we've seen this year.
In the scenic bluffs, Cashton at Royal, Brookwood at Nisida, Hillsboro at Bangor, and Ithaca at New Lisbon. Here's co-head coach David Klang.
New Lisbon likes to throw the ball a lot. I mean, I know they haven't had a ton of success with what they've been doing this year, but just that fact that they like to kind of just get out there and kind of wing the ball, you never know what happens, especially if we miss a coverage or something like that, that they could definitely score and make some big plays. So that's always kind of one thing that we got to watch out with these guys in particular, just because of how much they want to try to throw the ball and kind of do some different things that we haven't been used to the last couple weeks.
The Bulldogs need a win to solidify their playoff chances. Also tonight, Lancaster at New Glarus in the Southwest Conference, Platteville at Broadhead Judah, Dodgeville at River Valley. Tyler McLean of River Valley talked about the Dodgers for us.
You know, you look at their record and you might think to yourself, you know, this is a team that's kind of in the dumps, but, you know, watching them on film and kind of looking at their box scores, like, they're a team that's fighting and getting better every single week. You know, they don't really have that opportunity to go play in the playoffs, so there's going to be some seniors on their team that are going to be playing their last ever football game. So I think they're going to come with a lot of energy and, you know, being ready to kind of ruin our Friday night.
Got our featured game of the week tonight, Prairie du Chien at Richland Center in Southwest Wisconsin Conference action. The Blackhawks and the Hornets, and Coach Andy Troxell of Richland Center says the Hornets will be ready to go.
We are, and what's really kind of been nice about this is we have been really surprised to get Liam Fingerson back. And so, you know, for the first time in about a month, we'll be at full strength, you know, going into this last SWC contest with Prairie.
Pre-game time tonight at 6:35, then it's out to Avitus Rib Field for live action between Prairie du Chien and Richland Center. I am Phil Nee.
Someone once said, don't knock the weather. 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects started. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance promise of the very best service for your insurance needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best protection available. Please visit 152 North Main or call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
Plans are underway for the 2025-26 season of Richland Center Church League Volleyball. The season is tentatively slated to begin the week of October 27th. Teams interested in playing must contact the league no later than tonight to be part of the league. To sign up or for questions, email rcchurchleague@yahoo.com or call Jeremiah Hassel at 608-320-1222 2157 or Dave Turk at 608-604-0846. The Richland Center Ithaca cross country team claimed a conference title yesterday at Platteville. The last title that Richland Center claimed in cross country was back in 1975. Individual first team all conference winners are Owen Dreyer, individual conference champion as well, Clayton Lee and Ryan Stadler. Individual second team all conference winners are Robert Budden, Sam Jones, and Pearl Fretz. And individual honor mentions all conference winners were Grace Fritz. Dodgers pitching was dominant again in a 3-1 win over the Brewers last night. Los Angeles is one victory away from a sweep and a return to the World Series. Milwaukee batters are hitting just 101 and have been held to 3 runs in 3 games. Jacob Mizorowski took the loss, and Jake Bowers singled in the Brewers' only run. Jose Quintana is scheduled to start tonight's game for Milwaukee, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at around 7:38, with the pregame starting at around 7. The Bucks have made a 4-year, $45 million commitment to shooting guard A.J. Green. The contract extension was reported by ESPN yesterday. The 26-year-old earned a starting spot during last year's playoffs. He's one of the best three-point shooters in the NBA, having hit more than 42% of his long shots over his 3-year career. The Badgers aren't given much of a chance to take down the number one ranked Buckeyes at home this weekend. They are buried in a 4-game losing streak, and Ohio State is favored by nearly 4 touchdowns. Though the overall results have been disappointing, some individual players are having good seasons. Junior linebacker Christian Allegaro leads with 42 tackles and is on pace to top the category for a second straight year. Cornerback Ricardo Hallman picked off the ninth interception of his career against Iowa. He is the program's top 10. And Packers superstar Micah Parsons could be fined for his Thursday's comments about NFL officiating. The All-Pro defender says calls are made to favor the offense because crowds like to see points scored. Parsons says offsides is called on the defense but rarely on the offense. Same story for pass interference and holding. He says he hasn't gotten a call himself in 5 years. He also points out that the league's player safety concerns are much more focused on offensive players. The Packers traveled to Arizona to meet the Cardinals on Sunday. And you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game right here on WRCO 100.9 on Sunday. And the pregame will start at 1 with the kickoff at around 3:25. And going back to the Badgers, you'll be able to hear the Badger-Ohio State game tomorrow on WRCE. On WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people will experience a mental health condition during their lifetime? Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball is proud to offer a new program called Senior Life Solutions. This program is designed to meet the unique needs of individuals, typically 65 and older, experiencing depression and or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. To learn more about this new program for seniors, call Amplify Health Basketball today.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Soybeans and corn were higher Friday. Cattle finished lower and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You were made for farming, and so is Stein. At Stein Seed Company, they have decades of research dedicated to developing seed that allows you to farm the way you want to farm. Stein has yield. Soybeans were higher on commercial and technical buying. Domestic demand continues to be solid, and there was some help during the session from another round of gains in soybean meal. The trade's watching the U.S. harvest and planting in South America as well. November soybeans were up 8¾ at 10.19½. January was 8¼ higher at 10.36¾. December soybean meal was up $4.10 at 2.81. December soybean oil was 26 points higher at 51.13. Corn was modestly higher on commercial and technical buying. It's expecting some near-term harvest delays in parts of the Midwest while monitoring planting conditions in South America. Overall demand solid, especially for ethanol and exports. December corn was up 3/4 at 4.22½, and March was a penny higher at 4.36½. Chicago and Kansas City wheat were up modestly. Minneapolis was weak. While the wheat market remains oversold, rising global supplies have kept most contracts near the recent lows. U.S. winter wheat planting delays are likely, but the soil moisture is welcome. December Chicago was up 1¼ at 5.03¾. December Kansas City was 2¾ higher at 4.91½. December Minneapolis was down 1 at 5.48½. Cattle fell sharply on talk of government intervention to lower beef prices. December live was down $6.05 at $2.41.82. February was $6.72 lower at $2.42.82. November feeder cattle were limit down at $3.71.70. January feeders were also $9.25 lower at $3.69.30. And hogs were mixed, adjusting spreads based on demand expectations. December was down $0.22 at $82.37, and February was $0.32 lower at $84.77. Megan Grebner has cash livestock after this.
A season is full of numbers. 21 days scouting fields. 168 hours in the cab. 540 cups of coffee consumed. At Golden Harvest, we know your most important number doesn't just happen. Every result is built by putting in the work and making the right calls with a partner who knows your acres. See how it all adds up beyond the bushels at goldenharvestseeds.com/harvest.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
Of the week's direct cash cattle trade held out until Friday. Live deals in the south were at $240, $5 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Dress business in the north was at $372, $9 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Box beef closed higher with solid demand for heavy offerings. Choice up 66 cents at $366.77. Select was $1.32 higher at $350.27. Estimated cattle slaughter was 92,000 head. Cash hogs closed lower with a light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the national daily direct down $1.33 with a weighted average of 90.14. The Iowa Minnesota was 3.23 lower with a weighted average of 90.06. And the Western Corn Belt down 3.11 with a weighted average of 90.18. Pork values were higher, up 53 cents at 102.70. Bellies were sharply higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 433,000 head. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. A commodity broker says cattle markets panicked on Friday following an announcement late Thursday from the president that there could be a deal to lower beef prices. Brad Coima says the lack of clear information creates room for interpretation.
I believe that this is about Brazil. I don't know this, but I'm guessing. I don't think that if it was just Argentina alone, that's enough to move the barometer, the needle like it is.
More news is next.
It's another season of Green Bay Packers football, and I've got you covered every step of the way with the Titleton Report. Hi, I'm Bill Scott. Each weekday, I'll bring you the latest news on the Green Bay Packers, injuries, game previews, post-game reaction, and insight you won't get anywhere else. From training camp to the playoffs, it's your daily connection to the green and gold. Don't miss a report this season. Catch Bill Scott's Titleton Report free and on demand at WRN.com.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
U.S. Senator from Kansas says some members of the Senate Appropriations Committee met on Wednesday to discuss how to fund farmer relief. Jerry Moran tells Brownfield,
when it's determined by the administration the total amount of funds necessary, how do we collect those funds and make them available in a legal statutory manner?
A Southwest Nebraska farmer says his winter wheat crop is off to a strong start. Jan Tenbenzel says planting conditions were almost perfect.
Wheat after beans on some irrigated and also a little bit of dryland wheat. And that wheat planting went pretty well, and most of the wheat is coming up.
And the Michigan Department of Agriculture has confirmed another case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in Ottawa County. The state says the backyard flock is the county's second detection of the virus this month and the fourth case since the beginning of the year. More on these stories and others by visiting brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield. Ag equipment sales weaken as farmers delay machinery purchases. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. An ag equipment specialist says farm machinery sales continue to weaken in the U.S. Kurt Blades, Senior Vice President of the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, says farmers are hesitant to make purchases due to the slumping ag economy. We'll have more coming up on Brownfield.
Always up early. Always getting the job done. Always working as hard as you can. Always pushing for more. Because you never settle. For farmers who seek outstanding performance they can count on, the only brand is DeKalb Corn. Featuring a broad portfolio of products precision bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand. Never settle. See us at DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
When it comes to agricultural news, Brownfield is the name farmers trust. As the largest agricultural radio network in the country, Brownfield delivers the news, markets, weather, and insights that Midwestern farmers want and need every single day. We are proud to keep rural America informed and ahead. Brownfield, the leader in farm radio for over 50 years. Thank you for listening. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Blades with the Association of Equipment Manufacturers says AEM sales data for September 2025 showed U.S. tractor sales down 8% year over year. U.S. combine sales were 40% below 2024.
For the last 30 or so years, AEM has been publishing a tractor and combine report where we report the sales of tractors and combines in various classes month to month, and it kind of shows, because it gives a pretty good indication of the overall ag economy as well as what's moving out there. And the month of September numbers that we're showing kind of continue this trend of softness in ag equipment sales that we've really seen for the last few months. There's some pockets that are doing particularly well, but overarching, we're still off of a five-year average by quite a little bit. The overall ag economy is really the biggest contributing factor to the sale of new tractors. And I think there's even some just uncertainty in the overall ag economy, whether it's related to trade or tariffs or biofuels or soybean trade just go through the list that are affecting, the overall ag economy, which, maybe causes some farmers to think a little bit twice about whether or not they're upgrading their capital equipment. We did see some bright spots in the month of September, though, for small horsepower tractors, which represent a whole lot of inventory, maybe not necessarily farm tractors, but those tractors under 40 horsepower actually saw a little bit of improvement in the month of September. And even those tractors up to 100 horsepower saw some improvement. But the main ag tractors, those tractors over 100 horsepower and even articulated four-wheel drive tractors are still showing some real softness in the month of September, continuing on with that year trend where we're pretty much down, somewhere between, 20 to 25% across the board.
Blade says there are additional factors impacting sales as well.
It's tough right now in ag country. We know that, whether it's high interest rates, whether it is low commodity prices, whether it's weather concerns, trade concerns, the uncertainty that are just out there, it's tough right now. Couple that with real concerns about rising input prices.
I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Summer fever, summer fever, summer. with that slow jam mixtape playing over and over again on a blown out speaker. Dance in the sand while the sun sets deeper. Got that top back on that G. Got that soundtrack on repeat. Got that one hand on my knee. I want it over and over again. Catching summer fever.
That was Little Big Town with Summer Fever on Country and Community. And good evening, I'm Tim Thied. I'll be here playing music until about 6:35, and then that's when we'll be bringing you high school football, Prairie du Chien at Richland Center. And Phil Neal will be making the call from Advitas Ripfield right here in Richland Center. And 6:35 pregame, and then 7 o'clock kickoff for that, the final game of the regular season. So we'll see after this week who all advances on to the playoffs, but it should be a good game this evening. And thank you for making WRCO part of your day. Happy Friday to all. We're in the weekend already. It's hard to believe another weekend is here, and we're already into the 17th day of October. And our time right now is 5:46. Temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, 73 degrees. The annual harvest dinner and auction to support the Boscobel Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children is set for tomorrow at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. A live auction along with a silent auction and raffle will be held. Auction preview and social time will begin at 5. Dinner will begin at 6, and the cost of the dinner is a $10 donation. The live auction will begin at around 7. If you are interested in making a donation, quality items can be dropped off at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet until 8 o'clock this evening. Baked goods are also welcome. For more information about the Boscobel Mobile Pack, there we go, contact Bruce Pitsley at 608-485-2678 or Catherine Pitsley at 608-485-2554.
Think Verizon the best 5G network is expensive? Think again. Bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to a Verizon store today and we'll give you a better deal. Now what to do with your unwanted bills? Maybe turn them into paper airplanes headed to see and ever AT&T and T-Mobile. Jokes aside, the best 5G network has you covered with the most ways to save on plans, streaming, and phone deals. So bring in your bill to your local Verizon store today and we'll give you a better deal. Rankings based on RootMetric TrueScore report dated 1H2025. Your results may vary. Must provide a postpaid consumer mobile bill dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as a person within the deal. Additional terms apply.
After 33 years of dedicated service, Steve Morganson is retiring from the Lone Rock EMTs. Come celebrate Steve's years of care and commitment at his farewell party this Sunday, October 19th at the Lone Rock Fire Station. Enjoy a luncheon from noon to 1:30, followed by a meet and greet from 1:30 until 3. Stop by, share a story, and thank Steve for his decades of service to your community. That's this Sunday, October 19th at the Lone Rock Fire Station. Come help honor EMT Steve Morganson for 33 years of life-saving dedication.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Since 1986, Lime Ridge Ag has been a partner with livestock and crop growers in the area. They have also helped support the community, schools, organizations, and people in need. And the primary ability for them to give back is with the support the community has shown them. Thanks for nearly 40 years of feeding your dairy, your hogs and beef, your poultry, pets, horses, and show animals. Thanks for the opportunity to provide agronomy-based products as well as feed and grain handling equipment. Lime Ridge Ag, helping grow nutritionally sound beef, pork, and dairy products.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is bursting with the flavors of fall. Check out Honeycrisp, Cortland McIntosh, and many more apples. The bakery's in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies ready for your oven, gooey caramel apples. While you're there, stock up on fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal treats. And here's the cherry. Oh, apple on top. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases. Celebrate the taste of fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they are here to protect you from life's unexpected moments. Whether it's life, auto, home, UTV, ATV, farm, commercial, auto, or property insurance, they have you covered all in one place. They offer competitive rates and professional service designed to give you peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23 at gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. Because with them, you're not just getting insurance, you're gaining an advocate.
This Saturday, come enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal at Willow Valley United Methodist Church, Lord's Acre Dinner and Sale. They're serving 4:30 until 7. The menu is comfort food at its best. Chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, salads, rolls, and dessert bars. A free will offering will be accepted for the meal. But that's not all. Browse the silent auction featuring amazing items and a selection of homemade pies. Stick around after dinner for the live auction, which begins at 7 p.m. Join your family and friends and make new friends at Willow Valley United Methodist Church, located at 24811 State Highway 58 in beautiful downtown Ithaca. That's Saturday, the Lord's Acre Dinner and Sale at Willow Valley United Methodist Church, getting underway at 4:30. See you there.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where every broadcast feels like Sunday dinner with your radio on.
Say I'll never change, just to go around town with some gasoline, just trying to bomb a flame, gonna burn the whole place down. And how do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around, say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem, and your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. Try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door. And tomorrow's like yesterday, some days better than the night before. And you're back with me again, then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem, and your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off? See yourself, and it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. Mm-hmm.
Your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking.
Sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving. Work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. Put me in a magazine. Hey. Don't be jealous of my pieces of style. I'm serious.
Richland Center.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, carrying tractors and chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks with two locations for your convenience, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the White House, President Trump met with Ukraine's President Zelensky today, the president renewing his push for Russia to end the war in Ukraine, telling reporters he had a good talk with Russia's leader yesterday and mentioned Ukraine may get long-range missiles.
We're going to be talking about Tomahawks and would much rather have them not need Tomahawks. Would much rather have the war be over.
The president says he'll meet with Russia's President Vladimir Putin in Hungary in a few weeks and says he thinks Putin wants to make a deal to end the war. In Maryland today, John Bolton, former Trump national security advisor, pleaded not guilty to 18 federal counts of retaining and